Who?
We'll get all those as long as we have time. Right now, we want to get Michael Coleman to be really entertaining. Good man. And that he can do, even dressed. Where would you like to work? Right here?
Is this towel off time?
Towel off.
Okay.
I'm going to give it
to
you.
Well,
Michael, let me have the keys to the car.
I'm sorry.
Now they want the key. They put me up here to do something by myself. Now they want the keys to the car.
Thank you.
What's in the car, Ben?
I don't know. The key to the liquor cabinet?
I've got some new pants out in the car, John. Those are nice pants. Do they make them in your size?
Certainly do.
Or do they make them for men?
I have some ordered.
I swear, he used to have some curtains just like that in his living room.
And I don't let anything go to waste. Look at that. Go.
Well, a few people have asked me to do this song. I'm sorry if you've heard it before, but anyway, it's a song about what it's like to be a bass player and stand in the back. Yes, a rousing round of disinterest, I see. Do we have any bass players out there? Who cares? Couldn't play guitar, right? Well, whenever I would travel around with the various groups I was playing with, they'd always talk about each person in the band. For instance, with this band, they'll talk about Mike Aldridge, the poster child for Niagara Spray Starch. Or as we affectionately like to call him, Captain Stay Press. John Starling, whose digital dexterity was both dynamic and devastating. At least that's the way they talk above the Mason-Dixon line. Below the Mason-Dixon line, they would say, he was a gooder'n. Ben Eldridge, whose phalangeal finesse was only superseded by his follicular fallout. Explain it to your neighbor. And John Duffy, you know him, you love him, he owes you money. Whom dressed like a mild-mannered Hawaiian barber. Amazes all with his Sado-Mando style. At the very end of the article, they'll say something like, and on bass. That's it. Or and on dulcimer if they don't know what the instrument is. Now, pleased to tell you that this song will soon be featured on John Duffy's upcoming clogging aerobic video cassette. Aptly entitled John Duffy, a kinder, gentler Bill Monroe. Picture of John on the front with little tights and Reebok shoes. You know. Anyway, the song goes a lot like